Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the dance leads are follow.
US forces give the nod. It's a setback for your country. Bombs and trenches all in rows. Bombs and threats still ask for more.
Sydney, That is Midnight Oil, taking a little break from my usual mixture of folky or rootsy music to play you Midnight Oil because we just heard the sad news that one of the founder members of that great, great Australian rock band, Rob Hurst, died this week after a 3-year struggle with pancreatic cancer. Rob Hurst, born in Sydney in 1955, was a founder member of Midnight Oil, and he was, as well as being a great singer, he was an incredible drummer, as you will know if you know Midnight Oil's back catalogue. He was also a member of the band The Ghost Riders and of the fabulous New South Wales-based blues band The Backsliders, of which he was a key member. Rest in peace, the great Rob Hurst. You just heard from their 1982 release 10-1, US Forces, very appropriately, given events of recent times. Let's hear now Rob Hurst's more bluesy kind of music from The Backsliders. And from their 2005 live release, just simply called Live, let's hear Wretch Like Me, a track which really shows off Rob Hurst's remarkable drumming. He'll be sorely missed on the Australian music scene.
He feeds emotion to the nation, yeah, always knows what's right. A simple reason, simple answer, yeah, the easy road's just fine. Yeah, always knows the answer, 'cause he's got the simple mind. Thank you.
the light of the moon. Young Polly was a walking in a shower of rain when she hid by some bushes a beauty to Young Willie was a fowling, and a fowling all along. When he shot his own true love in the place of the swan. Oh, Willie, lovely Willie, don't you see? Like a fountain of sun. Oh, 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 oh. Stand them on a mountain, stand them all in a row, and her beauty would shine forth like a fountain of sun. Thank you.
the wonderful voice of Julie Murphy from her 1999 debut solo album called Black Mountains Revisited. And you'll have recognised some of the personnel on there, including Martin Simpson playing slide guitar. And Danny Thompson was also on that outstanding record. And the reason we are revisiting Julie Murphy's back catalogue a lot over the last few weeks is that she's about to make an appearance in Sheffield at Live at Sam's with her partner Kerry Rees-Matthews, and we're very excited that Julie and Kerry are coming to Sheffield. There are a few tickets left. Go to Live at Sam's, and that's happening on February the 2nd. A new release now from an artist who's new to me, I must admit, and I thank Jim Saws for sending this through to me. Her name is Roberta Smith, and if you follow the acoustic music scene in Leeds, it's quite likely you may have seen her. She has been performing there for a long time, and she has supported such artists as Ralph McTell over her multi-decade career. Her new album is called Textile Lemonade, and some of the songs on it, I must say, are absolutely beautiful, including this one, inspired by Kahil Gibran. I think this is really beautiful. So check out Roberta Smith and check out her new album, which is called Textile Lemonade. And this song's called Let There Be Spaces.
Let there be spaces in your life. Let there be air between the pages of your time. May there be ages in your togetherness. Let loose the curtains in your light. Let yourself breathe between the chases of your days. No airs and graces. Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful music from a new collaboration between Owen Spafford from Yorkshire, who you've heard on this program before, in a trio with Maeve Begley, the granddaughter of Seamus Begley, on accordion and vocals, and Court Narayan on piano and vocals as well. So this is a collaboration between two Irish musicians and a Yorkshire musician. They're called The Weaving, and that track is called Duth and Innach, which is my very bad, I'm afraid, Gaelic pronunciation, which translates as warp and weft. In traditional weaving, says Owen about this track, warp is the vertical thread which interlaces with weft, the horizontal thread, to create the structure of the cloth. The point of this meeting is what interests us. The tension between the two strands is what binds the cloth together and creates the texture that makes each tapestry unique. It's interesting to think of music in this way, especially within the historical context of the Irish and English cultures from which we arise, that from a place of tension can come great beauty. Maeve and I, says Owen Spafford, wrote this tune on a night off in Leeds. The process was entirely collaborative, half accident, half inspired, a combination of our own musical vernacular and the joy of jamming with friends. The term warp and weft comes from Old Norse, meaning the cast of a net, and sometimes this is what the creative process feels like, casting the net into our own past, our relationships to land and to each other, hoping to catch something between the wave and weave. I think that's beautiful writing. And I think the second tune in the set, Martin Wins Number 2, is lovely as well. And Owen says he learnt that from his teacher, the great Des Hurley of Leeds. And Mayo, and says, in sharing his music with me, he gave me one of the best gifts I could ever hope to receive. Lovely notes there from Owen. The new album is out on February the 11th and is called The Weaving, and I will certainly be getting a copy of that. Extraordinarily good traditional playing. Here's Sarah Jarosz with Build Me Up From Bones, one of my favourite songs of recent years.
Build me up from bones, wrap me up in skin, hold me close enough to breathe me in. The moon's a fingernail scratching on the back of the night in which we lay beside.
Welcome back to the Child Ballad feature. Last week we had a deep dive into one of the most commonly collected child ballads, number 200, which was Gypsy Davy. This week, a less sung but equally well-known to folkies, I would say, song, which is Child Ballad 201, Betsy Bell and Mary Gray. I'm going to play it from a brilliant record. The album is by Martin Carthy and it's called Shearwater, and I'm lucky enough to have a vinyl copy of this. The last time I played this on the program, this song from this record, I should say, was when we looked at Child Ballad 106, which is the famous Flower of Serving Men, famously recorded by Martin Carthy on this album, Shearwater. In fact, it's the track before Betsy Bell and Mary Gray. To listen to our interview with Martin Carthy, where he talks to us about the famous Flower of Serving Men, you would need to go back to our Mixcloud archive and go back to the 22nd of December 2023 to find that brilliant analysis of the famous Flower of Serving Men, and what Martin Carthy does with it on this record is extraordinary. But the next track, which is the last track on side one of Shearwater, is Betsy Bell and Mary Gray. This is Child Ballad 201, and it's a Scottish ballad again. We had a Scottish one last week as well. In fact, most of the ballads at the moment are from Scotland. Let me tell you, though, what Martin Carthy writes about Betsy Bell and Mary Gray on his album Shearwater. The great plague struck the Perth area, in which Betsy Bell and Mary Gray are supposed to have lived 20 years before it did the same in the south. And we're talking about the 1600s, by the way. According to the tradition surrounding the song, one was on a visit to the other at the time of the outbreak. And in order to avoid it, they built themselves a bower about 3/4 of a mile from a Lednock house on the side of Brockyburn. Eventually, they caught the plague from a young man who was said to be in love with them both, who used to bring them provisions, and were buried in Dronach Hoare by the River Almond. A stone slab erected on the grave in 1781 had disappeared under a mound of stones put there by various pilgrims by the end of the 19th century, but is in all probability still there. I remember being haunted by this song, particularly the arrangement you're about to hear. Martin Carthy joined by Maddie Pryor, both very distinctive voices singing in harmony there. And fans of Maddie and Martin will know that they sung quite a lot in these early days because of their association through Steel I Span. But this is from Martin's solo album, as I said, Shearwater. So let's hear this week's child ballad, Betsy Bell and Mary Gray. And apologies for the crackles and slight distortion, but this is the last track, the inner groove distortion problem that you get with old LPs. I still think it's worth it, and I still love to hear these old records, and I can't find this track anywhere else. So let's drop the needle and listen to Betsy Bell and Mary Gray.
Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, they were bonny lasses. They built them a bar in yon Burnside, they think it all over with rashes. They think it all over ashes green, they think it all over heaven. The plague come from the butter town and slew them both together. They would not have their shoes of red, nor would they have them yellow. But they would have their shoes of green to ride through the streets of Yarrow. They thought to lie all in the churchyard among their noble kin. But they were laid in straw all out beneath the sun. Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, they were bonny lasses. They built them a barn in yon Burnside, and they think it all o'er with rashes.
The earth beneath the surface dust, it's cold and damp and raw, and holding but the memory of what has gone before can almost be forgiven for remembering the dream of the wall of stones around the homes of the villagers of Eam. The villagers of Eam. August 1665, along the cobbled roads, between the houses dark and high, the carriers with their loads were leaving for the northern towns, the capital and crown, and also leaving far behind the plague of London town. Plague of London town. George Vickers was a tailor to the village life of Eam, and to his house a case of clothes from London town was seen to be delivered one fine day in September 65, and never more was Taylor Vickers ever seen alive, ever seen alive. The scars upon his face and chest were many to behold, and lying by his fevered body, now so very cold, the case from London open wide, the clothes all neatly hung, and from the bell upon the church the knell of death was rung, the knell of death was rung. There followed 60 scarred and bleeding, buried in their grave, and Thomas Stanley stood above and told them Jesus saved. But Stanley was a Puritan, an enemy to heed, to Mompesson, the Anglican, who held the rector's creed, who held the rector's creed. The differences between these men, which were so very wide, were shattered by their desperate need and rudely cast aside. The voices of these two were joined, their words were not in vain. They told the villagers of Eam, the plague must be contained. The plague must be contained. The village people took their word and agreed to stay and die. They built a wall around the hamlet, not so very high, but high enough so they would know that though it mean their lives, the plague must stay behind the wall with children, friends and wives, with children, friends and wives. For 6 long months the wall did stand, and honest to their word, the families died, the Friths and the Siddles never more were heard. The Thornleys, Hancocks and the Tors were buried in the ground. The Coopers and the Vickers never made another sound, never made another sound. The dawn that rang the final bell left 33 alive. From 360 in September 65, the villagers rebuild their lives with those who still remained. The name of Eam can still be seen. The plague had been contained. The plague had been contained. The villagers rebuilt their lives with those who still remained. The name of Eam can still be seen. The plague had been contained. The plague had been contained.
Roy Bailey, one of Sheffield's heroes, folk singer extraordinaire there, singing his version of The Roses of Eam, which I got from his CD Past Masters. And I sure know how to party, don't I? That was 2 songs about the plague in a row. Although you could argue that the second one's slightly happier because the brave actions of the villagers of the Derbyshire village of Eam in 1665 and 1666 stopped the spread of the disease because they voluntarily quarantined the village of Eam. This is no news to anyone who lives around here, but it is a fascinating story. And we heard before that Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, 2 victims of the plague in the 1600s as well, memorialised in ballad form after they unluckily caught the plague from a gentleman determined to visit both of them in their bower. A sad ending, a great version from Martin Carthy and Maddie Pryor. You're listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk with me, James Fagan. In the first half, we heard 2 tracks from Dick Gockin's Revolution box set, disc number 3, the 1978 to 1979 period. And that was the period in which he also went into the recording studio for Topic Records and made 2 records in that period. One, an instrumental album called Coppers and Brass, which is just Dick Gockin playing guitar tunes accompanied by a pianist. And the other, the brilliant self-titled album Gockin, which is really a hint at what is to come with Both Sides the Tweed, etc., on The Great Handful of Earth. This is a lovely, lovely album, and it's really nice to see some of the tracks recognised and included in the box set. From it, probably the most significant recording on that album for many people is his outstanding version of Such a Parcel of Rogues in a Nation. Here's Dick Gockin from his album Gokken.
Erwill te over Scottish fame, farewell her ancient glory, farewell into the Scottish name, say famed in martial story. Now sir grins to the Solway sands, and Tweed runs to the ocean, to mark where England's province stands, such a parcel of rogues in the nation. What force or guile could not subdue through many warlike ages, as rotten by a coward few, far high Ireland traitors' wages. The English steel wicked disdain, secure in valor station, but English gold has been our bane, such a parcel of rogues in a nation. Oh, would e'er I had seen the day that treason thus could sell us, I all grey he'd had lain in clay with Bruce and loyal Wallace. But path and power till my last hour, I'll make this declaration, we're bought and sold for English gold, such a parcel of rogues in a nation.
believe you'll recognise the distinctive piping of Breecha Campbell there, and that is from her single that she brought out around Christmas time. That particular track is called The Spree We Had at Christmas. Sam Hindley will be back next week. He's having a little break this week as he's been up and down twice from Sheffield to Glasgow for Celtic Connections, so I am doing the program. But he did request this wonderful song from the Sands family, written by Tommy Sands, and it's a dear song to me as well, as it's one I sing with my parents, Sam. It's a great song indeed. It's called Your Daughters and Your Sons, and here are the Sands family. This for Sam Hindley, and requested by Sam Hindley.
They wouldn't hear your music and they'd pull your paintings down. They wouldn't read your writing and they'd ban you from the town. But they couldn't stop you dreaming and a victory you've won. Well, you sow the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. You sow the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. Your weary smile, it proudly hides the chain marks on your hands. Where you bravely strive to realize the rights of everyone. And though your body's bent and low, a victory you've won. Where you sow the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. You sow the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons. I don't know your religion, but one day I heard you pray for a world where everyone can work and children they can play. And though you never got your share of the fruits that you've won, you sow the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. You sow the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons. It taunted you in Belfast and it tortured you in Spain. And in that Warsaw ghetto where they tied you up in chains. In Vietnam and Chile, when they came with tanks and guns. It's there you sow the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. It's there you sow the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons. Now your music's playing and the writing's on the wall. And all the dreams you painted can be seen by one and all. And now you've got them thinking and the future's just begun. Oh, you sow the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. You sow the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. In your daughters and your sons. You sow the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons.
That's about all the time we have this week on Thank Goodness It's Folk. I hope you've enjoyed the program. We do love hearing from you. If you've listened, please let us know either on Facebook or on our Mixcloud page where you might have been listening to the program. Back next week with Sam Hindley and a continuation of all of our regular slots, the Child Ballad feature and Dick Gockin's box set. Plus, any requests you have, do let Sam and I know what you'd like to listen to. I'm going to finish today with some beautiful, beautiful music from one of my favorite instrumentalists. He's called Anwar Brahim. He is a Tunisian master composer and oud player. And we're going to hear two pieces. The first from his new record, and this is called The Eternal Olive Tree. And then you'll hear a little bit of his favorite French pianist, who he worked with a lot, from a much older record of Anwar Brahim's, and that is called Un Point Bleu. Thanks for your company. See you next week. Look after each other and look after the world.
Thank you.